Blog Talk Radio.
All over this room.
The God of miracles, find
Good evening, family. He is the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. I so love that song. I love how it has just been ringing in my spirit for the last week. And we needed to hear that song because we needed to remind ourselves that that's the kind of God that we serve, you know, signs, miracles, and wonders. But the thing is that we're looking for such great and big things where we forget that even the small things are miracles and signs and wonders, and him continually to show us his grace and his mercy and how much he loves us and how much he's ever a present help in the time of trouble. So never want you to forget that he's the God of miracles and he's the God of signs and he's the God of wonders. So again, good evening now, family. So glad to be back before you again. I'm Pastor V here on the second Thursday for Women Speak Now. Praying praising God for each and every one of you, knowing that he has kept you, he has protected you, and knowing that God is still working in your life. Amen. And definitely want to encourage you during this holiday season just to keep your head up and stay focused on God and the things that he's going to still yet do. 2020 is not over. I know a lot of us want it to be over, but it's not over. And God still can do the impossible. He don't, you know, he created the heavens and the earth in 7 days, so he doesn't need much time to do anything. I love in the New Testament when Jesus worked a miracle, it said immediately and suddenly things happened. So we know we still serve an immediately and suddenly God. So before we get started, let's go to the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and praise you, magnify and glorify you, Lord, not only for this day, but Lord, I thank you and praise you for all the days that you have given us thus this far in the year of 2020. Lord, I ask, Lord, that you reach out your hand right now and touch each and every person that is listening either via phone or internet radio. Lord, I ask that you lay your hands upon them, lay your hands upon any situations, Lord, right now, Lord, that they may be going through. Lord, be their God of miracles, signs, and wonders, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, let your word go forth, let it be seeds that is planted on good ground, that it may grow thereby, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So again, family, again, happy to be before you on today. I had just asked that you pray for me as I deliver this message. You know, the enemy is always working and always want to disturb your spirit before you deliver a powerful word of God, but he is under my feet and he will not get the victory in the name of Jesus. So, you know, we're living in a time where we think that God's people will grab hold to faith. However, what I see happening is hope is dwindling because they cannot see it with their eyes as to when things are going to turn around. Again, you already have, you know, if you're on social media, you already have people posting about 2021. They're already looking for 2021. But, you know, I just look till tomorrow. You know, I don't need to look that far because I know he's the God of each and every day. And so he, again, can still do whatever he wants to do when he wants to do it. But their trust is starting to deteriorate due to what feels like a personal attack, maybe on them, their family, their finances, or their home. And their belief system in the government and the law, it has somehow become a reflection of who our God is. I'm not understanding that, but I can understand it. And we're going to talk about it a little bit later. Him, you know, they don't see him and they're asking, where is God? Why is he allowing things to happen? Thousands of people to lose their lives, lose their job, and things like that. Because you have to understand that faith is all those things. It's trust, it's hope, and it is belief. And my definition of faith is knowing without seeing. We know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and everything, the evidence of things not seen. So I'm just giving you just a small synopsis of that. The definition of faith is knowing without seeing. I also use that for love. It's knowing without feeling. So when we're talking about anything, when it comes to God, we have to remember that you have to remove your human natural emotions, ears, vision, eyes, touch, smell. You have to remove all your natural senses when it comes to God, and it has to be a knowing in your spirit, not just a feeling or not just a seeing or a hearing or a touching of anything. You have to know that God is God. You have to know that he is walking with you, talking with you. You have to know that he's never going to leave you or forsake you. You have to know that he wants you healed. You have to know that he wants you prosperous. No matter, again, what it seems like, feels like, or looks like, you have to know for yourself. Faith, you got to have it. You can't see it. You can't figure it out. You can't explain it. Did you know when you are truly stepping out or walking in faith, it feels like the environment that you stepped into has no air? If there's ever been a time that you really, you know, made a faith decision to step out on faith, it felt like, you know, you had lost your breath and you were gasping for air. It felt like you couldn't breathe. So the first thing that I want to share with you before I get to the title of my message and really get into the meat when it comes to faith, faith is not of this earth. It literally is in the heavens. Faith is either lifting you up or it is taking you deeper. You know, when you go up in the air gets thinner and it gets harder to breathe. Or when you go deep in the ocean, the air pressure gets a little bit more weightier and it's hard and you have to adjust your oxygen level. So I need y'all to hear me when it comes to that, is that your situation that requires for you to have faith is either going to do one or two things. Either it is to elevate you in God or take you deeper in God. When we talk about a faith move, we're never talking about anything concerning this earth. Faith is what? Of God. Faith is from God. Faith is God. So therefore, it's going to do one of two things. It's going to elevate you in God or take you deeper in God. You looking for faith to be lateral, but it's not. Oh, come on. I hope y'all hear me today. So the title of this message is Faith Don't Fail Me Now. Faith Don't Fail Me Now. We have heard faith preached many times before. You really think that we should be able to close the book on this subject, but it's something even right now, December 2020, at the end, coming close to the end of this year, we got 21 more days. We really need to speak faith because we have to cross over with our faith intact. We have to cross over with a new level of thinking when it comes concerning faith. Amen. So right now, we need some encouragement. And I'm seeing even some of the faith giants starting to lose hope. Churches are still closed, and many have to rebuild their members. You know, when they get back, some have allowed the pressures to blur their vision as to what God is really doing. And they are leading people more so into a fight of this earth and not of the things of God. We're losing faith in our home because respect has just jumped out the window. We're not keeping our home in order like God has called us to. We're losing faith in our school system, you know, when it's now for the children. So there's a lot of areas, and we can go on the government, and definitely losing faith in church leaders. I'm not telling you to subscribe, but there's, you know, the one that does what I call the church reporting news, and he's always finding out the latest scandals and things like that going on in church. And these have been some mighty mega preachers that have been asked to step down or, you know, caught up in this and that or whatever. So you got different areas that people are losing their faith and they're losing their hope. And because we're applying faith to this earth, we have no room left for the heavens. Hear what I said. Because we are applying faith so much to this earth and the things of this earth, we have no room for the true faith of heaven. We're losing faith in God himself. And because of it, Deuteronomy 32:20 says, I will hide my face from them. I will see what will become of them, for they are a perverse generation, unfaithful children. Again, it says, I will hide my face from them. I will see what will become of them, for they are a perverse generation, unfaithful children. We don't want God to hide his face from us. God responds to faith. You got to remember, he responds to faith. And when your faith becomes wavering or becomes lacking or becomes none, then heaven can't respond. You know, it says faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So once you give it that hope, faith goes into action. It responds. And it gives you the things that you need to do in order to bring about the manifestation. But if you are lacking and weak in your faith and your hope, guess what? Heaven can't respond. It has nothing to work with. You have to give it something to work with, and that is faith. And we hear the scripture in Hebrews 11 and 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. But you can't just stop there. You got to read the word in its entirety. And please, pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists, or those that are fivefold ministry and you teach the word, please make sure that you always complete the scripture in its entirety and not just take one part. Because he goes on to say, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So he's just not saying that it's impossible to please him without faith, because then he goes on to give you that hope. God is never going to leave you hopeless. Good glory to God. He's never going to leave you hopeless. He's always going to give you the answer that you need right in the question. So how should I please God? He says, seek me. Just believe. Just believe who I. Just believe that I'm God. So he's giving you what you need and that hope that you need in order to have the faith that is possible to please him, because you need that faith possible to please him in order for heaven to respond, to manifest those things that you hope for. I hope y'all follow what I just said. My God. So you might be saying right now, she's not talking to me. I have faith. Okay. Just give me a minute. I'm going to come down your row. I promise you I am, because I got 4 points for you today. All right. So, got pen and paper? Let's write them down. Let's go. All right. So, when do you need faith? Faith, don't fail me now. When do you need faith? Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. You need faith in the midst of a storm. You need faith in the midst of the storm is the first one. Faith don't fail me now. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. You need faith when you're going through the storms of life. If there's anybody that can tell you about some storms of life, baby, y'all know. Y'all been with me for the last 2 years on this broadcast, and y'all done heard every storm that I have went through. Was my faith always intact? No, sometimes it was shattered. But guess what? I made sure that I built back up my faith in order to make it through. And then as each storm came, my faith was stronger for the next storm and the next storm, okay? So your faith, when your faith begins to weaken, when you taking storm after storm and hit after hit, and it just seemed like you just got all cloudy days and no sunshine, your faith may begin to weaken. So just like a roof on a house or a building, after it has gone through so many bad weather situations, the roof begins to leak. You might get a leak, or you might get a small drip. Sometimes the whole thing might just go ahead and collapse. But because of the storms, some of us might have our faith leaking. We might have leaky faith. Okay, so taking storm after storm, hit after hit, and you are not replenishing yourself, and you are not meditating on the word of God, you're not praying, and you're not getting revelation from God on what the lesson was on that last storm or what you could have done better, you know, because you always need to go back to God and say, hey, okay, we just came out of that. What do I need to learn from that? If you just keep going from storm to storm and never seeking God, you might take a small hit and you might have a leak. And how do you know your faith is leaking? When you start pondering, worrying, doubt, and fear. When you rehearse more of the negative outcomes than you rehearse the positive outcome. You know, today God has shown me the biggest thing for me was the word if. The word if, it almost implies like God has a choice. As if you don't have trust, what you want to happen, but you're expecting it not to happen. So, you know, most people, you know, pray and say, Lord, if it be thy will, and well, if you read the book, and if you read the promises of God, then you know that it is his will. You know it is his will for you to be healed. You know it is his will for you to prosper. You know that it is his will for you to grow. You know that it is his will for him to be with you. You know these things. So, therefore, you can't give God an ultimatum. So you got to know, because remember what I said before, faith is knowing without seeing. You got to know for yourself to be able to stand sure on what is God's will. There is no if in God, okay? That is a leak. You need to fix that before you leak out all your faith. As soon as you know that you have a small drip, as soon as you know that you have a small leak, you need to get it fixed. As soon as doubt creeps in, as soon as worry creep in or fear creep in or frustration creep in or any of those things, as soon as you feel it, you need to make sure that you tighten back up your faith, because that going along with that unchecked, you're going to leak out all your faith. Okay? Faith don't fail me now. When else do you need faith? When things look discouraging is point number two. When things look discouraging. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 22 says, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. So we know that that's the story with the woman with the issue of blood, but let me roll with it for you one time. The woman with the issue of blood, 12 years, no healing, 12 years, no help. You know, people will pray with you. So if you can just imagine her situation and go with me for a moment. As soon as they found out that she was sick, man, the whole church came and prayed for her. And they was believing God for it. And then, you know, some stayed for 30 days, some stayed for 60 days, some stayed for 90 days. But, you know, by that first year, some began to fall off. By the second and third year, they like, okay, she still got the same issue that we keep going to God. And so then she started losing more prayer partners. By the fourth and the fifth year, you keep looking to they now they looking to see is the woman going to be dead after the fourth or the fifth year. 6 and 7 years, she probably didn't have nobody at all. 12 years. 12 years of discouragement. Discouragement will weaken your faith. That child you've been praying for 12 years still won't leave the streets alone or grow up. In 12 years, you've been praying for your marriage to turn around, and now you both just feel like roommates. 12 years, you've been on that job, and they still keep overlooking you for immature college graduates. 12 years, you've been waiting on a doctor to say you no longer have to take this medication, or the test came back clear. 12 years, you've been living with the pain of your past. Right when you think that it's over, here comes something else. 12 years of discouragement will weaken your faith. Any amount of years of discouragement will weaken your faith. That's why, you know, most people say, you know, I just keep it moving, I just keep it pushing. And I had to learn that if I kept it moving, guess what was moving with me? That discouragement, that pain, that baggage. Keeping it moving sometimes is not the answer. Sometimes you got to stop moving, and you got to slow down, and you got to come to a complete stop so you can deal with these things. And so, again, some of y'all got 12 years of baggage lugging behind you, and you think that that's not going to weaken your faith? You think that you're not going to get discouraged on that? So that's a part that you have to realize, that you have to stop looking for it to happen. When you get discouraged, means that you stop, when you get discouraged, it means that you stop looking for anything good to happen in your life, is what I'm trying to say. My Jesus, when you living in complete discouragement, you cannot see the hope of glory nowhere. You think that, I mean, even if somebody gives you something, you automatically be like, well, what you want? What's this for? You got 39 questions because you always assuming that there's something attached, and not that anybody's going to come and do anything good for you, especially those that are single. Somebody coming in and trying to love you, you already looking and trying to size them up, trying to find something wrong from them, because you feel that nothing good is ever going to happen to you. That is living in discouragement. That is not living in faith. 43 and 44 says, and he said to the servant, this, I love this. I got to teach this story because I love this story. And he said to the servant, go up now look toward the sea. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And seven times he said, go again. Then it came to pass the seventh time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up and tell Ahab, prepare your chariots and go before the rain starts. You know, this was Elisha when the heavens were shut up, and he kept telling his servant, you know, he had prayed for the rain to come back, and he kept telling his servant to go and check. And so seven times the servant came back and said, I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing. I still don't see nothing. But he kept telling him, go again, go again. And finally, that one time, we don't know. We don't know if that was 7 days straight. We don't know if that was 7 hours straight. We don't know if that was 7 months straight. We don't know how long that was. But all Elisha did was say, hey, don't be discouraged. Go back and look again. Go again. I'm telling somebody today, go again. Go look again. Go look again. Wait, hold on. Go again. Don't get discouragement and think that it's not going to happen. It is going to come. You have to be patient. You have to wait on God. You can't sit up there and live in hopelessness and live in negativity, live in doubt, fear, and all that. You got to live in faith. One day it's going to happen. I don't know what day, but I know for sure one day it's going to happen. Why? Because God promised me. That's why you got to know the word. Jesus, have mercy. I can run on that because, again, you got to go again. You got to know that God wants you to have faith in all things. Listen, don't have faith for some things and don't have faith for all things. That's not even faith. I'm just going to tell you the truth. You just got faith in one area but don't have faith in another area. I don't see how that's having total faith. We got to have total faith in God. You have faith. You know, for the situation of your children, you still need that same faith for your health. The faith that you have that your bank account is going to grow is the same faith that you need that your business will not go over. The same, you need the same, it's the same faith. It's not two different faiths. Faith is faith. Amen? Point number three, when do you need faith? And faith, please don't fail me now. When you need nothing to become something. When you need nothing to become something. Matthew chapter 14, verse 29. So he said, come. And when Peter had come out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I have had so many moments in my life when I had nothing. And I looked at it, stared at it, and it still was nothing. It wasn't until I applied my faith that it became something. Peter stepped out of the boat, not onto water, but a glass floor. My Lord, when you need your empty dinner table to become Golden Corral or a buffet, when you need your dreams and visions to become that flourishing business, when you need that empty bank account to have the rent money by the first, when you need that empty heart to have love and peace again, where is your faith? When you need nothing to become something. I love to talk about the miracle of Jesus when he changed water into wine, because most people don't realize that there is no water in wine. That was a complete molecular change of the structure from its original into something totally different. God, listen, my Jesus, I'm about to give myself a headache. You keep looking for it to come one way and God trying to give it to you a whole nother way. Because you think that he has to use what you have in order to make it into what you need. God don't need nothing of what you have in order for him to do what he want to do. When you need nothing to become something, I need you to have faith to look at it in all ways and not miss the miracle of God. Y'all getting this? I'm giving you a moment to soak that in, because I love that nothing into something. I had plenty nothing moments in my life, plenty. Even when you have a house full of furniture, you still have nothing, because then you lonely in your heart or in your mind. You don't have all the things. You don't have the peace of mind that you need. You don't have what you need in order to function. You know, they always say you can be next to somebody or with somebody and still be lonely. But guess what? God can turn your nothing into something. You got to believe that he can. Faith don't fail me now. Point number four. When you need faith, when you need things to be moved, you need faith when you need things to be moved. Now, I'm going to go a different direction on this one. When you need, oh, let's go to the scripture, Matthew 21, 20 through 21. Matthew 21, verses 20 through 21. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Which means it went away quickly. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. But I want to tell you something about that scripture. Okay, so let me go into my literary arts. Because you know me, I'm going to take things in the English language as it is, all right? So, and God forgive me if I'm wrong, but I know I'm right because he had me write it. So Jesus said, if you have faith and not doubt, you shall be able to do it also, right? But you also have to say to this, T-H-I-S, mountain, be removed. So what I learned back in school is if the word this is in a sentence, that means it's implying that whatever this is was already mentioned before. Am I wrong about it? Have you ever had someone come and start talking to you and they, you know, you needed them to clarify this? It was like, well, this, well, what you talking about? What are you talking about? And then they were implying something that they already showed you or they already spoken to you. So, again, it's something that was already, if I say this, this was already mentioned. This was already showed to you. This was already brought to your attention. This. So, okay, if you need something to be moved, this that he's talking about is your doubt. I don't think y'all heard me. Really, I don't. Doubt is the mountain that needs to be removed. If you don't remove this, you won't see that. If you don't remove this doubt, you won't see that manifestation. That's just plain and simple. Come on, somebody. Talk back to me. Agree with me on that today. You cannot speak to anything to move with doubt. The mountain is not what you want moved. The mountain is the doubt that's preventing it from moving. I had to take a second on that to remind myself. I'm preaching to myself now. If I ain't preaching to nobody else, hello, walls. I need you to start speaking to that doubt and telling it it needs to go jump in the sea and it needs to go drown. Because I got some things that I need to move, so I need to move you out the way first in order for me to have that. Or for me to have this. We got things we need to see happen in our life, our children's life, our ministry, our nation, and the kingdom. Doubt needs to move. Faith has to come in and take over. He said, if you tell this mountain to be removed, do you know how big your doubt can come in and consume you? Doubt is not a small thing. I don't know if anybody ever lived in it like me. I'm raising both of my hands. Doubt can consume your entire life. It can be the biggest mountain in the world. That's the mountain he's talking about. You need to tell doubt to move. My last point, and then I'm done. So if you want to get in on this conversation, I know I did my talking points kind of fast, but if you want to dial one, already be in the queue to get in this conversation. But I'm going to go ahead and hit you with my last point for this faith. Here is my definition of the word faith, F-A-I-T-H. Faith, do not fail me now. We have so many things that need to be done in our life, so many things that need to be done in our home, so many things that need to be done in our children's life, so many things that need to just be done around the world, in our cities. Somebody got to be able to stand on faith. Somebody, anybody got to be able to stand on faith. Again, you cannot have faith for one thing and not have faith for another thing. Faith is faith. The first letter in faith, F, is the freedom to be who God created you to be. Freedom to express your faith and not hide your faith. You need to be a faith walker and know that everything is possible and nothing is impossible for God. Faith is the freedom to walk freely in it, in knowing who God is and knowing what he's going to do for you. A is the assurance of who you are in God. You cannot have faith if you don't believe in God and not believe in yourself. Too many people are doubting themselves. Too many people are doubting, again, trying to qualify themselves for the blessings of God, the mercy and the grace and the gifting of God. You have to be assured that you are saved, sanctified, called, and a child of God, point blank, period. Because, again, if you have any doubt in yourself, how are you going to walk in faith? That's not, come on, y'all, that's not arrogance. That's not confidence. I mean, that's not conceitedness or anything like that. You have to have confidence in knowing who you are in him in order to be able to walk in faith. You can't walk around here with your head hung down and being shamefaced and all that and talk about you have faith. No, I need you to pick the head up. I need you to pick yourself up. I need you to dust yourself off. Clean up your face. Drop your tears. We need to walk in faith. I is for the instructions. God has laid out the instructions on how to receive his blessings. He said it is impossible to please him without faith, that you must believe that he is. He gave you the instructions on how to have faith. He even told you to have faith the size of a mustard seed, not for it to stay the size of a mustard seed, but for it to be to grow like a mustard seed plant does, which overtakes everything in its path. He gave you the instructions that faith comes by what? Hearing. And hearing what? The word of God, which means that you got to be hearing something in order for you to build and increase your faith. You don't hear me. He gave you the instructions. People walking around talking about, well, I don't know how to have faith. I don't. He gave you the instructions. He's not going to leave you ignorant. You got to read the word. T is for time. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Faith requires you to have patience and to wait on God. Faith, having faith, faith don't activate right away. Faith don't move right away. You got to be able to know when you need to wait. You got to know when you need to walk. You need to know when you need to run. You need to know when you need to move. Faith is your direction. It will tell you exactly what you need to do and when you need to do it. H is to hold on. Help is on the way. Don't get discouraged. Hold on to the promises of God that he will. And remember that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So in order to have faith, again, you must have the freedom in knowing and the freedom to express your faith. You need to have A, the assurance of who you are in God. You need to I, read his instructions. You need to T, have time, be able to be patient and wait on the Lord. And need H, sometimes you just need to hold on and know that he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. Hold on, know that help is on the way. Again, the woman for 12 years, you don't know how long you're going to be in a situation. You don't know how long you're going to go through the situation, but never lose your faith. Never lose your faith. You sit up there putting God on the timeline and like, well, he ain't did it by now, then he must ain't going to do it. So I'm going to go ahead and put my hand in it, or I'm going to go, nope, that's not faith. Faith waits on God, always waits on God, because you know that he can do it better than you can anyway. Amen. So if you want to get in on the conversation with Pastor Valores, you can go ahead and dial 1. Faith don't fail me now. We need this encouraging word of faith. On this evening, again, these last few days of 2020, I know that we've been through. I know that there was times of discouragement, times of disappointment, times of uncertainty and all that. But I need you to hold on to your faith. I need you for these last 21 days of the year to increase your faith the more and know and trust that God has you. He is working it out for your good. All that. I need you to stand. I don't care who else is falling. I need you to stand on faith. I don't care who else is talking fear. I need you to stand on faith. I don't care who is coming up challenging you and doubting what you say that you heard from God. I need you to have faith. That's what he's looking for in the earth right now.
So, Pastor E, you there?
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, I am. First of all, good word. Way to close out the 2020 season of Pastor Valoris on Women Speak. Now, I just want to first of all say thank you and congratulate you and celebrate you for your commitment, your diligence, and your hard work that you do here on this network. It does not go unseen. It's definitely not unappreciated. But most of all, it's not the same as it started, and it's not going to stay the same. It's continually growing. And the things God is doing in your life, I am just so proud to be connected with you and in covenant with you to know that I can call you my sister and know that you know I'm your brother. So thank you so much for 2021. I can't even speak about 2021 yet. Thank you for 2020. I see great things about to happen in 2021 for all of us. We will be doing a nationwide revival. We will in 2021. I'm speaking it out into the atmosphere. We will be doing a 2021 revival to everybody's city who is a covenant partner of this ministry, that we could all travel and meet each other finally once and for all, minister together, fellowship together, and know that we need to support each other. And Pastor Lord, you know, we already sowing into each other's ministries. There's not a time that something is needed that I don't see you, and vice versa. We support each other, but this is something that God has really been speaking to me, and even in your message and knowing our positions and knowing what our accountability is that we need to really start sowing into each other. If we really believe in each other, and I'm not talking about my members at the Now Church. I'm not talking about your obligation to God because of this good ground. I'm talking about us as friends, as partners, as covenant ministers, that we really need to sow more into each other. And that's really something I'm going to be pushing going into 2021. So I just wanted to say thank you. I could not let any of these broadcasts go without being heard and being really, really sincere and transparent on where I stand. And I am just proud to know you, to be connected to you, and to have you here with me on this network. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Because we've been at this for, what, 2-3 years now?
Three. You've been two. I was like, what, you trying to get young? No, three.
three years.
2021 will be year four.
Yeah, 2021 will be 4 years. And I thank, you know, all the partners and definitely yourself because, you know, y'all have gone through with me, you know, all my ups and downs, different sicknesses and, you know, ins and outs. And so I thank, you know, the partners for always sowing their prayers towards me because, I look forward to my second Thursdays because then I can come back and you can hear my voice and you know, I can testify that, you know, your prayers brought me out yet again.
Right.
Yeah, I was down, but yet again. So, you know, I'm hoping that I'm motivating someone else to, again, have faith because y'all know I couldn't make it through two surgeries back-to-back without faith. Having my car stolen last week, that's faith, you know. So everything that I taught.
I seen your little baby on the tow truck.
I know. She up on the tow truck. She at the body shop. But, you know, and I've always been transparent in telling, you know, the listeners as to what goes on in my life. But I come back and give you more power, more word, more revelation on what I learned in going through those situations. And I promise you this has been a faith walk test year for me to now I'm like I'm standing on it. I don't know nothing else no more. So,
well,
so thank
faith
you all.
Is a good thing. There's one thing you said about the journey in the fig tree is the biggest thing that stands out to me so much about that story. There's a lot of nuggets in there. If anybody wants to study Mark 11, I think it's Luke 7, something. But anyway, in Mark 11, I know for sure that he says, number one, when Peter said, "No, Father, there's a tree that you cursed," he said, "Have faith in God." There's nothing else we should do. We know we have faith in God. Now we know that Hebrews can come to life where it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I'm encouraged tonight. You have lit the faith in me. Anybody else want to get in the conversation? Come on, dial one. Don't be scared. I know y'all been, they've been kind of quiet on us, and we got a full board. I'm looking right now. I see, I'm going to throw this out there. I can see Evangelist Virginia has been inviting, because I see a bunch of 225 area codes on there, and I know that's her family. Believe that. Minister Terry, come on in. Women Speak Now with Pastor Valores.
Good evening. Good evening, pastors and the listeners. Glory to God, Pastor V. Good word, good teaching. My God, you know, faith. Faith of a mustard seed is all we need. But you said our faith grows by hearing and hearing the word of God, because I know that's why all of us are on this line tonight. Because like you said, we got how many days left to this year to stand firm on our faith in Him? We trust Him. We have that unmovable, unshakable faith no matter what goes down. When the earthquakes shake here in California, I just say, Lord, peace be still. Peace
Amen.
Be still, because it's all His will. I love what you said, my sister. You said, what they say, keep it moving. Oh, my gosh, when you were saying that, keep it moving, keep it pushing. Lord says, be still and know that I am God.
Yep.
When He speaks to your heart and your spirit, your faith grows. But that's why I said we got to be still. We got to be still and hear from Him. I thank you for this teaching, because the faith, where will we be without our faith? Faith in Him. And you know what, Pastor Dolores, in our faith, we have to just be patient. But sometimes our impatience will get ahead of our faith. We'll be impatient in our faith. Glory to God. God bless you, my sister, and I love you for this awesome teaching. Amen.
Love you too, Minister Terry. Thank you. And I like what Pastor E had. He put the word in there that I forgot, you know, and I hate not quoting the scripture right. Like you said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the thing is, I like that word now, because what's
now
Pastor E's favorite word? What's Pastor E's favorite word, Minister? Now.
Now.
When? Now.
Now.
You know, so the thing is that when do you need faith? Now. I need faith now.
Now.
So he's letting you know that it's don't get on here with your now. He's letting you know that it's available as soon as you need it. Now. So
that's right.
You got to make sure that it's there, though. You know, you can't call up or activate something that's not there. That's why you got to always
that's
keep
true.
Your faith on full. So when you need it, it's going to operate when, Pastor E?
Now.
I missed it.
Thank you.
Not yesterday, because yesterday is done.
God bless you all.
And definitely not tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. But we have, the Bible says that today is sufficient for its own trouble.
That's right.
Why am I worried about what's going to come tomorrow when I got a bunch of trouble right now?
That's Matthew 6:34. Oh,
ooh,
praise God.
God. Oh, y'all going to preach. You going to preach now.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Prophetess Lori, you're invited and welcome into Women Speak Now with Pastor Valores. Welcome, woman of God.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening, Pastor Valores. Praise God.
Good evening.
It is now. It is a time that we ever needed faith. It's now, right now. More than ever, because of everything that's you know, we all have to, that we all have endured, and we all have to yet endure, because there's so many things that are coming up that we haven't even seen yet, and God has, you know, have tested our faith, and, you know, we have stood the test of time, but He is the reason why we all need faith more than ever before, is because, and we had to go through some of the stuff that we had to go through. If we haven't been sick, then we want to know that He's a healer. If we haven't been in need, then we want to know that He will supply our needs. If, you know, whatever we've been going through, if we haven't been, you know, going through some stuff, our children, our families, ourselves, then we want to know Him as a deliverer. And so all these things, you know, we've been testing. And so now our faith is has increased like never before, and is ever increasing. So I just thank God, you know, that, when we started out, it was a seed, a mustard seed faith. But now it is full grown. My faith is, I'm telling you, I'm walking in faith like never before, because we can't afford not to. We can't. What do you say? It's by faith. By faith that the righteous shall live.
Nothing else.
You know. I just want to kind of interject on this part right here, because something you said just kind of sparked it in my spirit. It's like people see those that walk by faith, their territories increase.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know now, that does not make sense to why or how we're keeping these territories.
That's right.
I'm gonna say that again. You see territories increasing, new homes, new extensions, new buildings, new machines, new this, and you think that it's by us in our own physical ways of getting money to make it happen. I still cannot explain what I'm doing here today and how I'm doing it. I have no. I couldn't go to the IRS and explain it to them.
And one thing is that 2020. And that's what it did. And then most people, if you look at it without you even knowing or understanding what was happening in 2020, those that, again, as soon as the COVID hit and things changed, begin to seek God and begin to pray, you know, and cry out and really meditate and really fast, we were actually increasing and building our faith. And guess what? God has to honor the faith. So he's like, okay, I don't care if it's a pandemic. I see faith in Prophetess Lori. I don't care if it's a pandemic. I see faith in Pastor E. I don't care if it's a pandemic. I see faith in Pastor Lewis. I have to honor where I see faith, and I have to increase them in their life, in their home, their job, their businesses, and whatever, because I see faith. And so that's what you need to hold on to even going into 2021, because like Prophetess Lori said, we don't know what comes. But if you hold on to that faith, you won't even be touched by it. You can't be touched by it, because God has to honor where faith lies.
And I'm going to tell you this. No, you won't, because I'll tell you this much. Even before the pandemic hit, even before COVID-19 came, I was walking in faith. But when it hit, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, he showed me something. Oh, God, he showed me something. Oh, my faith increased like madness. I was just blown away. I was just blown away. I'm like, wow, God. You know, I've been waiting years and years and years for him to come through. Okay, God, I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand. I ain't going to faint. I ain't going to quit. I ain't going to give up. But then he chose to bless me in the midst of a COVID.
Come on now.
I was like, God. Wow!
Well, y'all know that even in these subjects, even in these subjects that we're talking about, I'm gonna always go back to what I believe is the truth that will set us free. And Second Timothy really, really went deep in chapter 3, when he says, "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away."
Yes.
See, we have to know this is biblical, these things that are happening. We have not seen. This is just scratching the surface.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
But when they knock on your door, man or woman of God, and they say, put out your arm, take the mark of the beast, what you going to do? What you going to do? That's my question to everybody.
All that long,
when they come up in there and they say, we want to shoot Lucifer up in you, what are you going to do?
You got to choose them. Amen.
Now, see, that's what real talk is about here on the network.
That's
where faith really comes in, because you got to say, I'm willing to run. I'm willing to hide, or if you're going to persecute me, because there's another area that's going to happen in the end days. Is not only do we know where men stand. See, that was Timothy telling us where men stand. But then we also have to know where persecutions come from, those that say they are even men and women of God.
Come on.
Y'all ain't ready to go deep like that.
Me and you have to do that study on Friday. We have to do that study on Friday we got to talk about the great fall away. The falling
let's do
away.
Let's do that
you know
Friday night. Let's
so,
talk
yeah,
about
that's
it.
A prophecy.
Pastor E, Pastor B. But y'all ain't ready for the real revelation of the word of God. And I'm not talking to y'all that are walking in this word. I'm talking to those that are still playing. And I hope you're out there, because I just want to charge you to go deeper in the word and see that all hell is about to break loose. You are going to have to turn the other cheek. You are going to have to go on the run. You are going
to have to decide.
My God. You're going to have to make a decision.
Yep. Decision time.
Either you're going to stand in flesh or you're going to stand in faith.
Well,
and it's sad that he has to make a decision.
I don't want no test. I don't want no vaccine. I don't want nothing.
Mm-mm.
I guarantee you right now, and I'm not a doctor, and I'm going to say this, and I see Evangelist Virginia is on next in line, but I have to say this. Everybody in America right now in the season from September to January is normally sick in some fashion, form, or shape.
Mm.
It is mucus season. It is cold flu season. Now, mm-hmm. If you really, really study COVID-19, it's just another strand of the flu
mm-hmm.
that's been elevated. Now, this flu is a strand where if you're not healthy already, it could kill you immediately.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any kind of bronchitis, asthma, any kind of respiratory problems, this form of the flu will kill you. Simple as that. So most people that are dying because of the pandemic that's going on the unhealthy people. But when it gets close to home is when you really better start looking at things. Each and every one of us better know now whether it's man-made, no matter what's going on, it has nothing to do with God, but it has something to do with us being responsible adults and masking up, sanitizing up, and still standing on the promises of God, doing what you're called to do, but don't be no fool.
Amen.
And live. Simple as that. And I'm not conspiracy theory type of person. You guys know I'm not political, but I am conscious to say if I know you and I don't tell you things like this that I'm sitting up late at night reading and sharing with you that there are some things behind the scenes happening politically and unpolitically, which when it's not political, it's money, that are going on to implement new lifestyles in America. This is a bigger picture. Just be aware, mm-hmm. family. Take care of yourself. No matter if it's your husband, your sister, if you have to mask up, glove up, and everything else, you should do the most important thing. Yeah. I'll tell you something else that's happening out here. That little thermometer thing ain't working. People are getting mm-hmm. checked at 97.7 with full-blown COVID-19.
Mm.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm bringing Prophetess Evangelist Virginia back.
Bring her,
you gonna have her on.
Hold on. Let me get. Who was that?
I was saying hi to Minister Terry.
Hey, Minister Terry.
Hi, Prophetess Lori. How you doing, my sister?
I'm wonderful. Hey.
Praise God on the East Coast.
Praise the Lord.
We got Connecticut, Wisconsin, and here comes Louisiana. Praise God.
Yep.
And
come
one
on,
spirit.
Baton Rouge in the house. Evangelist Virginia,
yes.
Come on in. Then we have another caller, 562, last four, 2678 on hold after Evangelist. Welcome, Evangelist Virginia.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Pastor Valoris, good evening, my
yes,
sister.
Ma'am.
Good evening, Pastor E.
Good evening, woman of God. How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed on purpose. Yes, Lord. Prophet, Pastor Valoris.
Yes, ma'am.
Good teaching, my sister. Faith don't fail
Thank
me
you,
now. Reverend. Faith don't fail me now. When I listen to you talk on faith, I love it. I love Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, now faith. When? Right now, faith. Not tomorrow, faith, and not next week, faith, but right now, faith. And I thank God I have the right now, faith.
Thank you.
I
yes,
have
ma'am.
The faith. That can move mountains, that can move anything that try to come and attack my body. I thank God for faith. When you talked about doubt, coming from Mark 11 chapter, and the verse 22 said, the just shall live by faith. And then it goes on to say, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever doubt in your heart. If you doubt, you talked about the word doubt. You know what doubt
yes,
is? Doubt brings unbelief. A doubt brings
yes,
fear. Fear brings unbelief, and unbelief cancels out your faith.
Yes.
Did you get that? Doubt brings fear. Fear brings unbelief, and unbelief cancels out your faith. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 6, without faith it's impossible to please my God. So that's
yes,
telling us we
God. New teaching.
Faith walk. We are in a faith walk, Poppy's glory. We are in a faith walk. We walking by faith and not by sight. We walking by what we can't see, because what we see, it's only temporary, because it's a matter of time before things change. Things going to change, but we must walk by faith. Let me tell you this. We are healed by faith. We are saved by faith. And we receive the Holy Ghost by faith. We are in a faith walk. A faith walk. Now, faith. When? Right now, faith. I'm in the now. I am in the now. Right now. Right now, faith. Come on, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
Faith.
Amen. Woman,
last
you
year,
got it so good.
Prophet Lord, I was here by faith last year. I know.
Amen.
I walk by faith. I walk by faith and not by sight. I tell it every time, every chance I get.
Walk.
I was here.
And you being a great
I'm
example, too, walking by faith. Yes, you got to be an example.
I've not been on a pain pill. It's been a year. I came home on no pain medication. Still don't take none.
They running by
faith. I am so healed. I know I'm healed.
Amen. God is good.
I am so healed. I'm healed. Listen to me, God. Heal me. Heal me. He'll heal you, too.
Amen. I receive that. Yeah,
wait a minute.
He
wait a minute.
No
since she brought
to
it up.
He heal to you, my sister. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Pastor Valoris, since
yes,
she brought it up, she was on the operating table, and she looked up at the doctor and said, can I preach before you go? Look. She looked up at the nurse and said, I got a word.
Yes,
hold on. Don't put that mask on me. Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't go. Need to go to sleep. Can I preach before we go into surgery?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Yes, she did.
And
yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I told the doctor, I said, listen, let me do a minute sermon. Do y'all mind if I do a minute sermon? Do y'all mind if I pray? And let me tell you something. I prayed in the spirit. I sung in the spirit. And I prayed.
Yes.
And
you came out by the Spirit.
It's still moving by the Spirit. That's how we need
Amen.
To see that. See, that's being faithful in our own situation.
Yes.
Come on, we got another caller. Let's bring our other caller in. We want everybody
you,
to get
Pastor
an opportunity tonight.
For the word.
Oh,
thank you. I appreciate
evangelist.
You, evangelist.
God bless you.
Eric Cole. 562, last four, 2678. You are live on Women Speak Now with Pastor Valoris.
Amen. Praise the Lord. A woman of God, this is Kathy Armstrong from Compton, California. Amen. In the house. And I just
want to
say thank you so much for that encouragement. I was just saying to myself and to the Lord, I said, I really need right now word from the Lord of encouragement. You know, because, you know, our faith, you know, has been tested a whole lot, not just because of what happened this year, but just in our walk period. And so I just want to share with you all that which I have learned in my walk of faith. Talking about faith is not only just the substance of things hope. Is we the latter part of the verse says that we speak, therefore we speak. Oh, let me just read it. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke, we also believe and therefore speak. Now, I wanted
Come
to
on
say
now.
That the Lord dealt with me this, even this year, about what am I believing? What am I saying? What am I speaking. So a lot of times how we be weakening our faith where we can't stand very well is we got to pay attention to what's coming out of our gate of our mouth. Are we speaking unbelief? And when we begin to speak unbelief, and a lot of times we don't even know that we're speaking unbelief. You know, it's just little cliches that we say, you know.
Right.
So we have to guard. The Lord began to help me to learn how to guard my mouth. What am I speaking?
Yes.
What am I saying? Because we believe what we're speaking. We hear ourselves more than anybody. So we have to really put a guard on that area of what we're speaking. Because so it's about what are you feeding more, you know? Are you
that's
feeding
some good
faith?
Teaching right there.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that's what
I mean?
I was about to say.
That's
preach.
A good revelation. That's a good teaching.
That's what I was about to say. Preach. Can I get an amen?
I know. You know, and the thing is because there's so much that you can add. Listen, go ahead. I'm tagging her in, Pastor E. Go ahead, girl. Tag you in. Go ahead. Finish this faith sermon. Because, again, like you said, you adding another part because a lot of what I was talking about today is how you thinking and how you responding. So I took, well, how are you thinking and how are you responding to the situation? But now you into speaking and you know what? Go for it. I'm with you. Are you amen.
We're to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. And it starts in your mind first. The battle is always in the mind. So we have to begin, like it says in Romans 12, to be not conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed.
That's my mind.
So we'll know what the perfect and, you know, will of God for our lives. So it starts in our thoughts. Then our thoughts.
Yes, ma'am.
Then we go, and then we begin to speak those things that we're thinking. So that's why God says that we're to meditate day and night on the word. Because then we'll have
success.
That's right. Joshua 1:8. You know what I'm saying? So our thought life has to. So this is good.
Right.
I'm not trying
Cause
to.
Because I like to, you know, tagging in what you said. Because faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God, so how are you going to hear unless, you know, there's a preacher? And how is there a preacher unless he be sent?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody's speaking. So somebody talking, and hopefully person that you're listening to is speaking from faith, through faith, about faith, and of faith, because how
that's
else
right.
is your faith going to grow?
Exactly.
Ooh,
so
Don't mind, Pastor. He over there having a praise party.
You know, we always have these discussions, and we were saying, you know, it's a lot of times that we've been preached to, but we haven't really been sat down and taught how to actually walk it out.
Listen, give her her minister's license, Pastor E. We ordain you today, if you minister evangelist.
You know, she was very humble. She was very humble, but this is prophetess Kathy Armstrong. Her husband. Apostle Armstrong, they fellowship with us here at the Now Church California. Prophet is going to be bringing the word Sunday. And
oh,
you guys
really?
Got to watch
say,
live.
This right there, I just called it out. I said, I just felt all fivefold come through her.
Oh, no, they own it, y'all. They got a prophetic, they have a prophetic prayer school. They have some dynamic things going on in the community. We partner, we're covenant together, and she just said Kathy, but you know her and Apostle David, they are close friends of mine and are very, 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 very much walking in the Word. It's just so amazing how we can get on and not be about titles.
Amen.
Yeah,
you know what the fact about that is, Pastor E.
Uh-huh.
When we go before the Lord,
he sure ain't got no title.
Apostle, prophet. No, that's just down here.
Yeah.
Just for identification. You know
that's
what I'm
it.
Saying?
Mm-hmm.
We always talk
about that. That's it. Because once you step into the throne, you ain't nothing but servant.
Okay.
Then
servant
you get a little bit closer. Then you get a little bit closer and become son. Oh,
yeah.
Then you get a little bit closer and you become friend. Oh, y'all, don't start Pastor E tonight. Man, I love you guys.
Come on here. You about to start me.
Woo!
Right. Did you your show tomorrow morning. You say that for your show in the morning.
All right. I will. Well, we appreciate everybody tonight. This has been great. We are actually 12 minutes past our normal shutdown time, but when the Holy Spirit is going, we go. If there's somebody else that has a word or has a comment, has something, you don't have to be a woman just because it's Women Speak Now. Come on, brothers, y'all get involved too, and don't let me be the only male voice to be heard tonight. Dial one, get in the conversation. Come on, just congratulate and celebrate Pastor Valores for being who she is in God. And she told me earlier, she said, oh, no, program that earlier. I got a word. I knew then that it would be something that would spark us all to continue to go forward, and I'm just excited.
Man, thank everyone. Pray again, it's the last month of the year. Yes, it's the last month of the year. This is the last time you'll hear my voice before the crossover. So I pray that all will stay well and that everything will be well with you. But most of all, please stand on faith. Just
on
make
faith.
Sure, get up every day, speak faith, claim faith, increase your faith. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you.
Pastor Lord, before you, I'm glad you said that. Now, everybody knows my son Darius and his mother Denise. They were both tested positive on one of those quick tests today for COVID-19. Now, they're doing good health-wise. They're isolated at home. But I want that prayer to go out in agreement that no weapon formed against them will prosper. Now, they are word bearers. They're standing on the word. I think she has a blog talk radio that's going on tonight. I think she's preaching tonight. So she's going forward, but we still need to speak those things that are not as if they are already done. And I just want us to pray for Darius and Denise. Anyone else that's been affected by this, Prophet David and Prophetess Kathy are experiencing a loss right now, a very close loss. I'm experiencing a close loss of a friend of mine in Dallas. I know you, Pastor Valores, have, even in your industry, are dealing with things like that. We always want to be prayerful for the things that we know about each other. But a closed mouth don't get fed. And I'm one to say, and a lot of you guys know it, you'll call me 2 days. Why you ain't call me? I was sick. Why you calling me after? You're supposed to call me then.
Right.
But I'm one to put it out there. Now, please pray for Darius and Denise that as they strengthen and as they become cleansed, that they become whole. And no virus will kill, but they will live.
Amen. Amen. So, God, we come to you, to your throne of grace, your throne of mercy. But, Lord, most of all, we're asking for your healing. We're asking for your peace. We're asking for your restoration, God. We pray for Denise and Darius right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you cover their bodies from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Lord, you also said in your word that there is some sickness that we will experience as your children, but it is not unto death, God. So we claim and we stand by faith right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, for complete healing. Lord, I'm asking for peace and comfort for those that have lost loved ones, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, not just due to COVID, Lord, but for any situation, oh God, this year, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you touch them, that you comfort them, and that you continue to be wrap your loving arms around them and be their peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you just protect us all, Lord, keep us for these last 21 days of this year, Lord, and as you cross us over into the next year, God, I'm asking, Lord, that if there's any sickness or disease in anyone's body right now, Lord, that is not unto death, I'm asking that you heal them, oh God. Heal diabetes, heal high blood
right
pressure, heal migraines in the name of Jesus, kidney and liver failure, oh God,
right,
arthritis and heart disease, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you regulate the tissues and the organs, oh God, and Lord, that you restore them back to good health, oh God, and good peace of mind, God, vision and hearing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we asking, Father, that your hand always be upon us, oh God, even though, Lord, we're getting older, Lord, these bodies can still yet be restored. We can still walk in the newness of God by faith, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we're asking that you touch cells and brain cells and muscle tissue. I'm asking, Father, right now that you touch Alzheimer's and dementia, oh God, in the name of Jesus, calling out every sickness and disease in the name of Jesus that is in God's people. You have no authority. We are standing by faith for our healing, and it's not it, but we know it is God. God's will that we be healed. It is God's will that we walk in authority. It is God's will that we walk in newness. It is God's will that we walk in restoration. It is God's will in the mighty name of Jesus that we serve in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you and we bless you and we praise you, Lord, that you've kept your hand upon us all this time, oh God, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, we're asking that you do that new thing in us, Lord. Do the miracles, signs and wonders, Lord, that we heard in the song. And God, you are an immediately and suddenly God in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I'm asking, Lord, that right now as we're praying, right now as we're touching the ground, our brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers, our sons and daughters and grandchildren and all our extended family be touched by this prayer because we're standing in the gap with them and for them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, even the unsaved right now, God. Lord, I ask that you manifest yourself even in the unsaved. Show and prove yourself that you are God in the name of Jesus, even over the situations that they're going through, Lord. The song says that everything attached to me wins. Everything attached to me wins. Everything attached to us win, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are in you. Debbie said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg bread, oh God. So, Lord, we are the righteousness of God, and we stand in the gap for our seed. We stand in the gap for our descendants. We stand in the gap for our generation, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, we declare it and we declare it. We declare it, decree it, and declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you, and we're going to give you glory, honor, and praise. And God, we're going to walk in it. We're going to walk in it. We're going to walk, and we're not going to doubt. We're going to walk by faith that it is done, and it is so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Family, we love you. Thank you for being with us tonight. But before you leave here tonight, know this one thing. It's not two. It's not three. It's only one God. I dare you to get your little praise on before you go to bed tonight. Oh, Mr. DJ, where you at?
Hit me.
Come on.
How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
Everybody wanna be like
in here, y'all. Everybody sing.
Hey, hey, hey.
Woo! And it don't stop.
Hey, hey, hey.
One more time, y'all. Here we go. I'm glad that you're here. The price.
Family, thank you for joining our daily broadcast. Join us weekly, Mondays, Motivational Monday with Coach Adams,